I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Let's keep it local. We'll start local in Puyallup. And things got all jacked up at the Jack in the Box on Monday when three teenagers go through the drive-thru on South Hill. And the drive-thru was busy Monday afternoon, so there was a long line. And when the car in question got to the window, the teenagers already have an attitude. After the 19-year-old woman behind the wheel got her food, she said workers forgot her drink and shorted her one of her nuggets. I don't know if she got the 6-pack, the 20-pack nuggets. I don't know what was going on.
There's an exact nugget count in each one of these things?
I think so.
They don't just give you like a handful? No,
I think you ordered like the 6 or the 9 or something.
Okay.
Well, she said, I didn't get enough nuggets. And then she said there was something in her drink, so she threw the cup back through the window at the employee. The employee closed the window, and then the driver and another teen got out the passenger side and started punching the drive-through window. And so the employees come over to see, well, what's going on? And that's when one of the passengers pulled out a handgun and pointed it at the drive-through over a nugget at the Jack in the Box. Well, employees dive to the floor, get out of the way. Someone writes down the license plates, and the car takes off. Well, the cops follow the drive, find the house where the car's registered, and they go there, and the homeowner says, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, but you can come in and take a look if you want. The cops notice an access panel into the attic in the garage, and that's where they find the 19-year-old hiding up there with her boyfriend. And as they take everybody into the car, the girl in the back of the car, she's trying to kick out the windows and still screaming and cursing, and she says, none of this would have happened if the Jack in a Box worker gave me the right food.
That's right.
That's not how you handle it.
Oh, you've been known to, when they put onions on your burger, you've been known to go to the piece.
I'm not.
I've seen it.
Pulling the heat.
Yeah. All right. What was the old Tom Brokaw segment, The Fleecing of America?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. $28 million screw up by the Pentagon. Now, this involves uniform colors. This story's in the USA Today the other day. The Afghan defense minister, defense minister of Afghanistan, was given the choice between free desert camouflage uniforms for the Afghan army or the $28 million woodland camouflage uniforms.
Okay.
The defense minister really liked those woodland design uniforms for his military. So he opted for $28 million on our account, on our dime, over free. And the Pentagon signed off on it. Now, that's, $28 million versus free. That's enough to. But the problem here is that, this is Afghanistan where they're fighting. They opted for the woodland uniforms where woodland forests only cover about 2% of the country's land area, and the rest is that desert that we were talking about.
So instead of going beige, they went green?
Yeah, which is what they, they went with the wrong, thing and certainly the wrong price tag. Yeah.
Green uniforms and way too much green to pay for it. And finally, John, a bikini contest beatdown. The headline says, bikini contest marred when woman clubs fellow competitor in the head. We'll give you the weapon of choice here in a second. But we've got a couple people in jail. According to the cops, Erica Mize, 24 years old, tangled with the victim last month at the Miss Sailfish Regatta Bikini Contest in Stuart on Florida's Treasure Coast. There were 11 bikini-clad contestants, John, and they're walking down the waterfront causeway there in Stuart. The 24-year-old got into it with a 23-year-old victim. Now, see, the victim is the current girlfriend of the assailant's former boyfriend. So there's trouble there. There's a triangle.
We got the Jerry Springer show happening.
Jerry Springer show happening. And so it all started when the one that was jilted, the old girlfriend, went up to the new one and said, quote, you should go to the gyno because you're in for a rude awakening, end quote.
Well, I consider that fair warning. Thank you for that advice.
Yeah, that's when the victim says the assailant took off her high-heeled shoe and started beating her about the head with it. And she had the lumps on her head to prove it and the witnesses to back it up.
Oh, wait. So she warned her and then beat her?
That's right.
Well, I would think the warning would be enough.
Yeah, you got the warning and she got beat down. It was a pair of strappy turquoise platform heels where she got the beat down. And so the bikini contest all comes to a screaming halt. And that one girl's going to trade in her two-piece bikini for a one-piece jumpsuit.
I can't believe it's news.
Well, maybe she did her a favor. She ended up sending her off to the hospital where she was going to have to go to get checked out anyway.
Yes.
Because of her condition from that guy.
Is there anything else you want me to take a look at? Yeah, down here. Yeah.